Erev Shabbos to everybody in Lag BaOmer. Of course, a Lag BaOmer without joy in light of the horrific calamity that Klal Yisrael continues to mourn, and we'll relate to that in the Hemshech HaDvarim. Shvi of Emor is a quixotic aliyah in the sense that it's both somewhat repetitive, and it's also difficult to understand what exactly these parshios of the Ner Tamid and the Lechem HaPanim are doing here. Rashi and the Ramban have different interpretations as far as the Ner Tamid. Rashi says, and the Ramban disagrees stridently, that this is the mitzvah. Beforehand, it was just sort of mentioning it, but now there's a mitzvah ledoros of lahalos Ner Tamid. And again, Rashi the Shitasa says that's just in terms of me'erev ad erev. The Rambam says it's neiros tamid. You want to keep them burning at all time. The Ramban shita is the middle shita. V'ner ma'aravi is tamid, and it's misham madlik is kol ha'menorah ba'erev. So that's one perspective. The perspective of Rashi is that this is really the parshas ha'mitzvah. The perspective of the Ramban is a little bit different. He says there are two elements being introduced here. Number one, in parshas Tetzaveh, v'kvar lech Hashem zayizach pasis la'mor la'alos ner tamid. So that was the first gathering, but now, Mishel Tzibor, there needs to be a gathering of Doros, and even more dramatically, and I think this is very significant, and in Kan Makom Laharich, but Al HaMenorah Torah Yeruchas HaNiros Yifnei Hashem Tamid, we finally have the introduction of the menorah. If you look carefully in Parshas Tetzaveh, you get the impression that the Ner Tamid is just Michutz LaParoches HaEidus. It's really localized relative to the Aron, and not relative to the menorah. And here we have the introduction of the menorah, Al HaMenorah Torah Yeruchas HaNiros Yifnei Hashem Tamid. The fact that the Torah initially presents it without the menorah is very consequential, because it really relates to the idea that the menorah and the Aron, which again, not for now, but have the same structural orientation in the Mishkan as opposed to all the other Kelim, in terms of the axis on which they're laid, right? The menorah is the external manifestation of the hidden light of the Torah, kiner mitzvah, v'torah or. And then, of course, we move on to the lechem hapanim, and it's very striking. And there the Rishonim are a little bit less, motivated to explain, why exactly we have the repetition of what's already included in Parshas Terumah, v'nasatal al shulchan, lechem hapanim lefanai tamid. But it seems to me very clear, based on this michos haparshios, v'yidaber Moshe esmo'adei Hashem al b'nei Yisrael, we just finished the paradigmatic section in all the Torah, musaf and kil chasam. And what the Torah is looking to do, before presenting the story of the Mekalel, which is really a story in its own right, and again, not for now, right, it is to reestablish the primacy of Tzmidim Kisidron. We all know, and we talked about it last week, that Shitas Rabbi Kiva, V'yahavta lecha kamocha zaklal gadol b'Torah, Benazai demurred and said that Sefer Toto Sadam, B'yom b'ro lekim adam, B'dimus lekim asau, so zaklal gadol b'Torah, as I like to explain, because it underlies that klal, as we discussed in the past. And then there's another Shita, which is quoted, again, we don't have the original Makar, but Rav Paltigo and cited in Hakdam of Ben Yaakov, saying that the Klal Gadol b'Torah is Keves Echa Tasa B'Boker, Reis HaKeves HaSheni Tasa Ben Arbaim. There's a need after, Vayidar Moshe Esmo'adei Hashem al B'nei Yisrael, right, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Hilchos Pesach B'Tzach, Hilchos Atzeres B'Atzeres, and also the Kriya Satorah, the last Gemara, Masachta, Rosh Hashanah, last Gemara, rather, Masachta Megillah, right, in terms of establishing those Musafin Kehilchasam. So we need to go back and, recalibrate in terms of Tmidim Kisidram. And I'd like to suggest that there's also a duality, because when it comes to the menorah, that's really one modality of Tmidim Kisidram. It's Lahalos Ner Tamid, it's the illuminating capacity of the menorah, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. It's undoubtedly a representation of the Keser Torah, of our commitment to Torah, Kavati Tim L'Torah, Se Torah Ascha Keva. And then we have in Asatal Shulchan, Lechem HaPanim, Lefanai Tamid, we know the Shulchan is associated with the Keser Malchus, with the Keser of Jewish leadership, and the need, again, for Jewish leadership, not just to be focused on the big moments, but the need for Jewish leadership to be focused on, the daily and small things, but that make all the difference. Responsible, very, very responsible leadership is always oriented towards the details and making sure Tamidim Kisidram, of not just focusing on the Eruim Gidolim, but focusing on the daily things that in many instances, and again, V'hamevin Yavin, without casting any aspersions, Chalila, on this day of tragedy, but doing those daily tasks that can be so meaningful in terms of, and they're not glamorous at the time, but they have the enormous capacity to help us avoid, Eruim Tragim Ad Ma'od. But again, it's especially important today, because today is a day of No Seif Olim Chaveiro. Today is a day of To be misane betanisan proverbially, even though it's an Arab Shabbos, but there's no joy on this Lag BaOmer. It's a day of tefillah and tzaka and tshuva and avelos, it's obviously a very significant and painful day in that respect, and it's especially on these days, right? Even when we're required, shelo lifrosh midarchei hatzibur, to pay an extra degree of attention to the suffering around us, that Tzmidim Kisidron becomes so vital, right? And that it's what anchors us, Tzmidim Kisidron, Musafet Kilchasam. It's especially on days like this that we need to, reestablish our focus on Tzmidim, so then we can, from there, Musafim Kilchasam, to develop the appropriate and calibrated response to Musafet Kilchasam. We thought it was going to be Musafet Kilchasam today of Simcha. Turns out that Litzarenu Harav, our unspeakable sorrow, it's a day of tragedy, and it's a Musafen Kilchasam in terms of Avelos and Yagon Va'anacha, and yet the foundation of it all is the Tzmidim, is our ongoing, again, whether it's the Tzmidim of the Menorah, Lahalos Ner Tamid, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah, or whether it's the Lechem HaPanim, Lefanai Tamid, represented the Kesser of Malchus, of national leadership, we understand how critically important it is. It may even be, according to one daya, the Klal Gadol Batora, to maintain our sense of focus and to maintain our sense of, not Chas V'Shalom Olam Kimin Hago Noeg, but the best way of approaching the Musaf and Kilchasam is through the framework of what we're doing right now, the Tmidim Kisidran, which can help us appropriately calibrate our response and give us a sense of rootedness, which is so vital, especially in times of crisis, when we have to acknowledge the Musafin Kilchasam, Henlin Musafin, that we thought we would have, Linyan Simcha, Henlin Musafin, the Indian, Da'avon Levavenu, which is very much the order of the day. May we all merit a restorative Shabbos, may Shomer Yisrael grant a Refuah Shlema V'Achlama, to all of those who are fighting for their lives right now. Again, it's a day of no seba ol im chaveira.